Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Support and Kindness podcast with Greg and Rich. I'm Greg, and in the room with me is Rich. It's that time of year. We've got the fall coming. We're going to have falling leaves on the trees. People are going to be indoors more. And that kind of brings us around to today's topic, which is what do you do when you don't have anyone to talk to? And it's going to probably get a bit more difficult, I would think, with the weather's going to be changing. So it's going to be harder for people to get out and meet other people. Rich, any thoughts?
Well, I'm happy to be starting our second month of this podcast and things that I like to do when I don't have anybody to talk to. The internet is a wonderful tool. The computer in itself is a wonderful tool, whether it's turning to programs that I like to work with.
Yeah, there's a lot of computer programs that are pretty cool. I know AI, we talk about AI quite a bit. You know, you can train an AI to be your friend. They've got pre-made AIs that do that, but you can also train your own. You can have a conversation now if you use ChatGPT. It saves its history, and I don't know, you know, if people know that. It saves your history unless you tell it to make this an anonymous chat. It saves it. You can ask it what based on what you know about me, and you can ask it questions and stuff. So it kind of knows you, and you can also make a custom AI to have a conversation. I did one on Meta, you know, on WhatsApp. You do it on Facebook as well. And I trained one to be called Auntie. And I'm like, you act as an elderly aunt and all this slot and just...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, goofing around. So have you ever tried any of the AI stuff yourself, Rich?
I've tried a little bit of it. I haven't gotten too far into it. I've enjoyed some ChatGPT, and my wife has messed with Notebook LM. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the one that they've gotten a ton of use out of.
Are we using that?
To help with bouncing ideas. And after they wrote their novel, they run their novel through it and ask questions to ask it questions like a group, so they're by themselves having conversations with Notebook LM as though they're a study group or a work group that's read through her book.
Oh, cool.
So you can find people.
This is your wife that does this?
Yes, this is my wife that does this.
Now, that Notebook LM, that's the one that you can do a deep dive on it, right? Which is like makes a podcast based upon the content that's in there.
The content that you give it, yes.
Right, right. And I believe you can interrupt that now and direct the conversation, right? Tell me more about this part of it and all that. Yeah, yeah.
Be very specific.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yes. Other things that I like to do when I don't have anybody to talk to, you know, online communities are great. You can find pretty specific online communities. I know Discord, Reddit are pretty famous or popular communities. Do you know any other ones, Greg?
Well, there's our groups, Rich, that we do, which we're going to build upon, right? I mean, right at the moment, we're just doing Monday, we do a group for brain injury. Tuesday, we do one for chronic pain, and Wednesday for mental health. And we've talked about on Go Brunch, which is a platform we use for that, they have a community feature, which I've not tried yet, which I'm going to, and, you know, kind of see what that looks like, the community within Go Brunch, like outside of the support groups that we do. But anyone's welcome to join those groups, you know, if you have a brain injury or you suffer chronic pain or, you know, mental health in any way.
That's great. I like looking into, we've talked about it last week, looking into, we talked about fantasy sports. Mm-hmm. I like looking into subreddits about interests that I have. So whether it's hiking or fantasy sports or, you know, getting out in my own city even, which is another thing that you can do is get out in your own city and kind of be a tourist in your own city. And you can read about your own city and get a different vantage point, view it from a tourist size on Reddit. It gives you a different, has subreddits for each city, and it gives you a different vantage point to view your city from the eyes of somebody who's never been there before and what they want to see and what's interesting to a first timer or one time visitor, and make you appreciate it and maybe go out and and check out a couple things and around you that you take for granted.
I can
It's
see that
something you
for
can do
sure.
when you don't have anybody to talk to.
Yeah, I know that when I left my hometown, I didn't appreciate what I had. I lived on a peninsula, so we had the ocean all around us, and I miss that dearly. But growing up with it, you took it for granted. We were on the doorstep of the English Lake District, took it for granted. And then, of course, now, in Columbus, Ohio, the inner city, there is water, there's lakes and, stuff like that, but it's not the same. And when you're away from it, you like realize what you had. But I think that what you said, looking at it, on subreddits or what's that other app, Travel Advisor, things like that, where you can look at what people are doing, like through the eyes of a visitor. There's a lot of stuff that we overlook that, stuff I didn't
Absolutely.
realize that we had, even like if you're a foodie, oh my God, the food scene's pretty massive, and there's lots of conventions and markets and all kinds of stuff, really. Now, one of the things I always wanted to do, and I signed up for it and stopped doing it because of COVID. I don't know if they started it again or not, but it used to be, and you could do it online, you could book it online. And that was you could request a ride along with an officer in the squad car for the day, and it was free. And you obviously wouldn't go on like, like a murder call or a shooting or whatever, but they were actually on patrol. And if something went down, you'd have to stay in the car, but you were on patrol with them. I don't know if they started doing that again or not. I signed up for it and then they stopped doing it because of COVID. So I don't know if you've ever heard of that. I'd be interested to find out
I
that.
had no idea.
Yeah, I
That's
don't know.
wild.
Yeah, I don't know if they started doing it again or not. I mean,
I mean, it makes sense. We're
yeah.
taxpayers.
How crazy is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty awesome. The situation though is pretty serious, Rich, the loneliness. We were talking earlier, and in May 23, the US Surgeon General, they did a study and issued an advisory on it, on the problem of loneliness being a public health crisis. Declining social connection has all kinds of ramifications. Depression, it's worse for you than smoking 15 cigarettes, higher mortality risk, lots of different things like that. So it really is a serious matter. We talked about groups, things that you can do. I want people to know that if you're in crisis or even if you need someone to talk to, there's that 988 number. I talk about it all the time. I think every week I've mentioned it, which is the crisis intervention line. But if you're not in crisis, you can still call them and say, I'm not in crisis. I need someone to talk to. If it's serious and you don't have someone else, I've done it myself. And it helps in the moment. Not everyone, even if you have people to talk to, people are not available all the time. They might be out of town. They might be, unavailable. They can't answer the phone. Sometimes you need someone to talk to. You get into that situation. But I'm going to put some links in the show notes. There's another resource, and you can find internationally, you can go in and you can put your country and stuff like that, and it'll find resources in your locale that are free. It lists, I think, like 160 or 130 different resources from this one link, and you can go there. And then there's Rich, have you heard of the warm line?
I wanted to ask, no, I haven't. Can I ask you a question about 988?
Yeah.
If you call them and ask and say that that you're not going to hurt yourself, will they send somebody to your house?
They shouldn't
Or
do.
pardon?
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't?
No. If you're
Okay.
suicidal, they might. If they think that you're in danger of hurting yourself or someone else, if you call and you say you're suicidal, you run the risk that they might send someone. But if you're not suicidal and you call and say, look, I'm not suicidal, I don't have a plan, I'm not going to hurt myself, but I really need to talk to somebody, I'm struggling right now,
Okay.
then you'll be fine. It's
Okay.
only if you're in danger of hurting someone else or yourself that you run the risk, not necessarily that they're going to. But I've known people who have called, and I've called them myself and not had any problems. But I've known other people, not necessarily the 988, because it's only been around a couple of years. It was other numbers before that that amalgamated, joined together, made this like national number. But I've known people who have called there and, had people called on them. But if you're not suicidal, as long as you tell them, look, I'm not going to hurt my, I'm not suicidal, but I
Yeah.
need someone to talk to, that's you'll be all right. So
That's great.
yeah, hobbies, we talk about hobbies a lot as well, but trying to find a hobby, Meetup. There's Meetup as a whatever you can think that you're interested in. There's probably a meetup either virtually or in person of people who have the same interest, you know, whether that's knitting or crocheting or painting or stamp licking or whatever your thing is, right? There's
Stamp
other
licking,
people,
you're silly.
meetup.com. You know, that's another good resource. So, yeah, can you think of anything else, Rich? I know you can't see it on the camera, but I'm having a really, really bad hair day.
Oh, you're having a fantastic hair day.
Yeah, I've got hair. Yeah, look at that. I know
Like
you
straight
can't
out
see
of
it.
Fraggle Rock, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man. I have to donate it to Locks of Love. Yeah.
I've really been enjoying it's a link songs that should not work or mashups that should not work or something like that. It takes like videos, so it'll take like Sesame Street and Rage Against the Machine or something like that, and it'll yesterday it had Oscar the Grouch and Beastie Boys Girls. And he's sitting there washing, getting ready, and Big Bird's playing the xylophone, or do 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 do
Sounds
do
fun,
do
man.
do 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 girls. And it's fantastic, the video mashups that this channel does on Instagram. I really love it. So I found some good ways to entertain myself when I don't have anybody to talk to, just browsing social media feeds that I've found specifically for myself, that I've found for my interest. It took a while to get rid of the toxic things on social media that can bring you down and things like that, but I've got a pretty positive feed now on Instagram. It's pretty positive and pretty uplifting, and I like that.
Yeah, I have to stay away from Facebook because it has a habit of giving memories, and some of the stuff I don't want to be reminded of, it'll say, "Oh, hey, remember this from 10 years ago? Remember this from, you know, 8 years ago?" And that's not always helpful to me. I know what they're trying to do, you know, it's trying to be a good thing, right? And might remind you, but sometimes those can be triggers. So, yeah, I'm glad that you've got that figured out with Instagram. There's tools, right, that can help clean your feed up. And I can't remember, I'll put a couple of them in the show notes off the top of my head. A friend told me about one of them that works on, I think, Instagram and on Facebook, because Instagram and Facebook are the same meta.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's various ways of cleaning up your feed. But if you respond to negative stuff will come at you. That's the way the algorithm works. So it takes you a while to start curating the content. Curation meaning, you know, the way you're reading and you're telling it what you want to see, you'll start to see more of it, and it can take a while. So I'm glad that you've got that figured out, Rich, you know, because it can be done. It absolutely can. So.
Yeah. It's nice to have a positive place
Point.
opposed to the toxic landing point that it once was.
Yeah, journaling too can be incredibly healthy. You know, you've got to be careful with that. It can turn into a goodbye letter if you're in a heartbeat, if you're, you know, not in the right place and time. That, that's
Very good
just me.
point.
But journaling can be good for you. There's a
Journaling to express gratitude.
yeah, gratitude's huge, right? That's
Yeah.
if you can find some each day to be great. Make a gratitude jar. Every time that you're grateful for something, even if you're grateful that you ate dinner today, you're grateful that you've got a house, grateful that you've got a, you know, a computer or a phone. Or some device that you're listening to this podcast on, you know, these are things to be grateful for. Write it on a piece of paper and fold it up and put it in a jar, and just think of reasons to be grateful that the sun's shining because it could be raining, right? Or whatever it is, find some reasons to be grateful. And I'm not going to say it can always be worse off because I hate that saying. It really doesn't help. But things are not always as bad as we think. They are. We've sometimes got to look at what we have rather than what we don't have. And if you can find anything whatsoever to be grateful for, that you've got clothes on your back, right? Anything whatsoever, fold it and put it in the gratitude jar. When you're having a bad day, open that jar and take some of the notes out and just read them. Use it as a tool, you know? That's a great thing for families to do as well. Family gratitudes
Yeah.
are a good thing as well. Shared gratitudes. There's a website, there used to be one called Future Self, and they might charge for it now, But there's another one which is like Future Self. And what you can do, you can write an email to be sent to yourself at a future date and time. You can send yourself, like, if you plan ahead for when you're in a bad spot, like, you can send yourself some encouraging emails, or I just want you to know this, or whatever, and set it and forget it. And they'll start receiving these messages and emails from yourself. It can be
Oh, that's
interesting just to,
fantastic.
And there's one that there's the there used to be one that was free and they started to charge, but I found another one now. Was it is a developer that did it and made it available free. But you've just got to sometimes think outside the box. And the internet is, even if you Google "I'm lonely, I don't have anyone to talk to," you'll get some suggestions. Just try. You've got to take a step and call a helpline if you've got to, But
Yeah,
please
these are great
don't be alone.
suggestions.
You don't have to be alone, Rich, any thoughts?
No, I think we gave people some good suggestions.
I do too. If you've got something that you'd like to hear us discuss or talk about, or a topic that you want to know more, let us know. Drop us a line. You can find us on kindnessrx.org. That's the website that goes with the podcast. Drop us a line on there. Let us know something that you'd like us to discuss, and we'll talk about it. If you've got a question, or if you just want some advice, reach out. There's a contact form on there. We'll receive the form. We'll answer. Don't be trying to sell us, male enhancement products. So we might not answer that. If you wanted a topic, and we'll look at that. So what I'll say is, thanks for tuning in. Hit the like button wherever you subscribe. Leave a comment. It always helps. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Rich, have a good weekend, sir. What's left of it, and we'll come back and do this next week.
You too, Greg. Take care.